We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we finished the laws of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Ideally, a person should get up early Friday morning to prepare what he needs for Shabbos. A person should daven early, because he might not find what he needs in the stores if he gets there too late. There are certain challahs that the stores run out of. Even Angels, the bakery, they, at some point they run out of the whole wheat challah rolls. There are years that I used to buy whole wheat challah rolls, and even Angels would run out of the rolls, the whole wheat rolls. Right here around the corner. There's many stores carry sweet challah. The way we grew up in the United States, that was the challah you ate on Shabbos. So even the stores that carry them will very often run out of those challahs by 11, 12 o'clock in the morning. If it comes to hummus and tchina, many stores run out of hummus and tchina by 10 and 11 o'clock Friday morning. So this idea is relevant, at least here in Israel. The idea is that you want to make sure you get the food in honor of Shabbos, so get up early if you have to go buy it before you daven, assuming you'll daven in time. A person might say, you know, I don't usually go to the marketplace to buy the food. I have helpers, I have servants, I have a secretary who does that. Nonetheless, a person should always ensure that he personally take part in honoring Shabbos. Our sages, the Talmud gives us stories. This rabbi used to cut the wood in order to bake. Another rabbi used to do the cooking. Another rabbi used to salt the meat. Another rabbi used to prepare the wicks or light the candles. Another rabbi would cut the salads. You have the Talmud quotes you from the rabbis you're learning from, and throughout the Talmud, how each one would have their job in the house, what they did. And again, a person should feel like this is his honor. It's not a degradation of his honor. The fact that he is personally going to the supermarket and buying food for Shabbos, no, that's part of his honor. And when a person sees that the time is coming near, that it's going to be Shabbos soon, so then he has another obligation to participate, to partake of the work towards Shabbos, to ensure that people in the house don't desecrate Shabbos. Very often when time is tight, so they might light candles a few minutes too late. One of the kids might shave a few minutes too late. People end up running into Shabbos with what they're doing. And there, a person has an obligation, even more so than the rest of the day, he has an obligation in the final hours before Shabbos to pitch in and help, to try and ensure that people get everything done before Shabbos. Part of honoring Shabbos is that we wear clean clothing. And we wear different clothing than we wear during the week. Customarily, people wear a white shirt on Shabbos. Today, many people will claim, but I have a fancier shirt that's blue and green and yellow and whatever. But still, customarily, people wore white shirts in honor of Shabbos. So get yourself a fancy white shirt if you feel like the regular white shirt isn't good enough. But white was usually the customary shirt for Shabbos. The Sfaradim wear white pants. The Ashkenazim wear suits. We wear what's customarily considered honorable. Ezra instituted that people would do their laundry on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. He didn't want people to go out to the lake to do their laundry on Friday. Technically, you could do your laundry on Wednesday. Technically, if you're giving it to the laundromat, you could pick it up on Friday. It doesn't matter. In our day and age, things changed a little bit. We have washing machines. So then you could do your laundry Friday morning, and that's perfectly fine because it doesn't take too much time. But if possible, so many people still try to maintain the institution of Ezra to have their laundry ready on Thursday so that their clothing are nice and ready for Shabbos and they don't have to be busy with that on Friday. But technically, the facts on the ground have changed since Ezra's time. Our laundry doesn't take as much time. It's not as difficult.